close to call. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Three U.S. Senate races still up in the air, and at least one may be heading to a runoff next month in Georgia. The Secretary of State's office set to make that announcement.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp easily won a second term in Georgia over Democrat Stacey Abrams, but the GOP Senate candidate Herschel Walker did not get the same support and faces a runoff with Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock. Governor Kemp tells Fox News he won't speculate on why voters made their choices.
You know, I feel very good about getting Herschel across the finish line. And, you know, my goal has been for our whole ticket to win the whole time. That's what we've been working to do, and we'll continue to do that if needed.
Walker and Senator Warnock will campaign for a month before runoff day, December 6th.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Now, the Fox News Decision Desk says it still sees possible pathways for Warnock to cross the 50% threshold needed. For now, the counting continues. The Arizona and Nevada Senate race is also not decided yet. But earlier, Fox News projects Republican Ron Johnson will keep his seat in Wisconsin with a narrow win over Democratic Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes. So far, Republicans now projected to have 49 Senate seats, 48 for Democrats. The Decision Desk also just projected Kansas Governor Laura Kelly, a Democrat, will defeat her Republican challenger, Derek Schmidt. In the House count, Republicans are up to 204 seats, still 14 shy of a majority for now. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy already launching his bid for House Speaker, asking for support. In a letter to colleagues, House Republican Whip Steve Scalise telling Fox News,
"The bottom line is we're going to have a Republican House majority. We ran on a commitment to America and things that we would do to get our economy back on track. Lower gas prices, the things that people care about, and we'll be able to do those in the House."
Meantime, President Biden is now scheduled to talk about the midterms later this afternoon. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A top House Democrat is on the way out after losing a race in a state long considered a Democrat stronghold.
Democrats appear to have avoided a Republican wave, but the head of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee in charge of getting Democrats elected has lost his race in the New York City suburbs.
If we fall a little short, we're going to know that we gave it our all and we beat the spread.
Democrat Sean Patrick Maloney was running in a newly drawn district that favored Republican challenger Mike Lawler.
People wanted change. They wanted a restoration of balance and common sense.
Maloney is the first DCCC chair to lose a reelection bid since 1980. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
In Massachusetts, people earning more than $1 million a year will face a new tax. Voters approving an amendment to the state constitution for a 4% surtax on the portion of income above $1 million. The Food and Drug Administration sounding the alarm about overdose deaths in humans linked to an animal sedative.
The FDA warning that the animal medication xylazine is being sold and used as an illegal drug that can result in overdoses and death. Xylazine is an FDA-approved animal sedative and pain reliever prescribed by veterinarians. It's not approved for human consumption and can result in life-threatening side effects similar to that of opioids. The FDA saying people looking to buy opioids and stimulants may be sold xylazine instead. They say it's most often found in combination with fentanyl or heroin, but also alongside cocaine and methamphetamine. The FDA says the opioid overdose reversing medication naloxone may not work on xylazine. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
There's a deepening sell-off on Wall Street. The Dow's now down 513 points. The NASDAQ down more than 2%. Oil prices skidding more than 3%, getting close to $86 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.